In this bulletin, Optus's technical outage causing a 000 failure is unacceptable, minister says. A British couple detained by the Taliban in Afghanistan for nearly 8 months is released. And in AFL, Geelong beats Hawthorn into the grand final but loses star defender Tom Stewart to concussion. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Helena Krishnamurthy. Federal Communications Minister Anika Wells says Optus's technical failure linked to 3 deaths is incredibly serious and completely unacceptable. Optus Chief Executive Stephen Roo has confirmed 3 people died after a technical outage meant dozens of people couldn't dial 000 on Thursday. In a statement, Ms. Wells says no 000 outage is acceptable and the incident will be thoroughly investigated. The investigation is still ongoing, but Mr. Roo says around 600 people in South Australia, the Northern Territory and Western Australia have been affected. Mr. Roo apologised to those who have been affected.
I want to offer a sincere apology to all customers who could not connect to emergency services when they needed them most. And I offer my sincere and heartfelt condolences to the families and friends of the people who passed away. I am so sorry for your loss.
A British couple detained by the Taliban in Afghanistan for nearly 8 months has been released. The Taliban says Peter Reynolds and his wife Barbie had broken laws and are now released after going through judicial proceedings. No other details have been given for their detention. The couple lived in Afghanistan for nearly 2 decades, running a charitable organization that was later approved by the Taliban when they took power in 2021. Their release was mediated by Qatar, where they are headed to before returning to the United Kingdom. French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife Brigitte are to present photos to a court in the United States to prove Mrs. Macron is a woman. The couple have launched a defamation case against right-wing influencer Candace Owens, who claims Mrs. Macron was born a man. Their lawyer, Tom Clare, told the BBC the couple are prepared to submit photos taken during Mrs. Macron's pregnancy and scientific evidence to the court.
We are prepared to supply all of those materials. But we're just going to do it in open court where there are rules, where the rules of evidence apply, where there's proof, and where it can be done publicly in a way that people will see how it's presented.
A researcher who has analysed trends from a large data set of more than 9,000 Australian households says Australians are working for much longer. Every year since 2001, the results from HILDA survey is released by the University of Melbourne and the Melbourne Institute. This year's report has found a significant shift in household wealth, super balances and health outcomes, which has pushed back the age at which Australians can retire. Report author Dr. Inga Lair says 1 in 3 Australians in their late 60s is still working.
On the good side, we have increases in longevity and years in good health that allow people to stay in the workforce longer. On the other hand, many people are now working longer for economic reasons, because we've seen an increase in the age pension age and we've also seen increases in cost of living that may mean people may have to work longer to support themselves.
Former Greens candidate for Grainler, Hannah Thomas, whose eye was injured during her arrest at a pro-Palestinian rally, has been awarded legal costs amounting to about $22,000 after all charges against her were dropped. Ms. Thomas was arrested during a protest in June after her lawyer alleges she was punched by a New South Wales police officer. At the time, the state's assistant police commissioner said he'd reviewed the body-worn camera footage and found no information that showed police misconduct. Police said they tried to move her and other members of a protest group away from the scene. Another 3 people were also arrested and their charges have also been dropped. And moving on to sport, Geelong coach Chris Cott says Tom Stewart's shattering concussion that rules the star cat out of the AFL Grand Final is hard to take. The defender was concussed in the first quarter tackle from Hawks forward Mabior Chol in last night's preliminary final. He was assisted from the ground and quickly substituted. Geelong fought back from an early 21-point deficit to claim a 17.13 to 13.7 preliminary final win at the MCG. But due to the AFL's 12-day concussion protocols, Stewart has been immediately ruled out of next Saturday's grand final against either Collingwood or Brisbane. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.